Sports. I'm Daria Aldinger. Former President Trump will be on the primary ballot tomorrow in Colorado. The Supreme Court today tossed out a ruling by Colorado's highest court to remove him in an historic 14th Amendment case.
I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty, and I think it's just a great day for this country.
The ruling also likely ends any similar cases in other states. The former CFO of the Trump Organization will spend a few months in jail. Alan Weisselberg pleaded guilty today to perjury for his testimony, Mr. Trump's civil fraud trial. 22-year-old Jack Teixeira will spend 16 years in prison after pleading guilty to posting highly classified military secrets to Discord, a site popular with gamers. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines are ending their merger after losing an antitrust lawsuit in multiple states and in Washington, D.C. The Dow down 63 points heading for the close. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The committee hosting the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is looking for volunteers. Members are encouraging local businesses to give workers time off so they can help out. The committee says volunteers will play an important role in the convention. 50,000 people are expected in Milwaukee from July 15th through the 18th. First Lady Jill Biden is warning about what Donald Trump would do about reproductive rights if he returns to the White House.
He's considering a national abortion ban. Donald Trump is dangerous to women and to our families. We simply cannot let him win.
Mrs. Biden was in Waukesha yesterday. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Madison Wednesday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. UW-Madison police are urging international students at the university to be on alert after a rash of phone scams targeting their communities. The Daily Cardinal reports that one international student lost $250,000 due to one of the scams. The scammers even speak in the student's native language, making it more difficult to spot. UWPD says that the most common scams are fake landlords, fraudulent jobs, and impersonating police and government officials. As it begins to feel like spring in south-central Wisconsin, the State Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to check their trees for spongy moths. They say that the current outbreak of the invasive species is expected to continue throughout the next year. You should look for egg clusters on your trees and put up barrier bands made of tape and Vaseline around the trunk. If you continue to see spongy moths later this spring, you should consider pesticides. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, WMDX News.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So
you need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
A good day for Brewer batters. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks in Cactus League action. The final score 10-4. Willy Adames with a home run. Christian Yelich with two hits, two RBI. On how the team looks so far.
I think we're a really young team. We have a lot of young players. A lot of guys that have been around here for a while have kind of moved on or gone a different direction. You know, I think we'll go as far this year as the young guys take us.
The Brewers face the Giants tomorrow. NBA. Bucks play the Clippers before heading out on a four-game road trip. College hoops. Iowa's Caitlin Clark, now the all-time leading scorer in Division I basketball, surpassing Pistol Pete Maravich with a record 3,667 points that lasted 54 years. The Badgers losing to Illinois, 91-83. Wisconsin has lost seven of their last nine. Greg Gard.
We play good basketball at times, but we're inconsistent. As I always say, when guys come off the bench, we can't go backwards.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you.
It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into this evening. I don't expect severe weather, but we could get up to a half inch or more of rain in spots. Our high today near 60. Tonight, thunderstorms 37. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Gordy. Join us at Short Stack Eatery this coming Wednesday morning. We'll have coffee and good conversation.
Wednesday.
6 to 8 a.m.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. Especially to Aaron, he's helping today, lightly screening the phone calls this hour for us. And I'm declaring this, the Wisconsin Power Hour. We're going to lead Wisconsin each and every day here. The expansion of the 3 hours, so there's always time for my favorite state. You know, I'm a Badger at heart. And this hour will be powered today by cheese. The power of cheese. Do you remember back? It was like the Dairy Council. They had those ads. They ran them. The power of cheese. And it's ironic that today's show is 17 years or longer in the making. Because I've asked Aaron to go to the archives. He's done the work. And we're going to play it for you. Here is the first power of cheese, politically speaking. It's powerful stuff. Play it, please.
That's why I want to be your president. No, thank you. I don't like cheese. Bang's campaign stumbled today. I don't like cheese.
What a doofus.
This cheese thing is really just a non-issue. Hi there, I'm John Hayes, and John Hayes, running for president.
What if we say he chewed, but he never swallowed?
Oh, I like it.
I think that we're still very strong in the farm belt.
And on the farm, we don't like hay.
E-I-E-I-O. What does Bob Dole think? Bob Dole thinks he's a doofus.
With all your support, on to victory!
Cheese, yes, hay, no!
I wanted to live in the White House!
Unlike my opponent, I love cheese.
What a doofus.
I am not the doofus!
Ah. The power of cheese.
The power of cheese. This Wisconsin Power Hour. Powered by the power of cheese. I got to tell you, folks, I don't like the cheese. The cheese bro. And the cheese bro leads the headlines today. And Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has got the coverage I'm going to lead with. And I would point out, I turn to inferior whitey righty talk radio. And they were calling this lawfare. Lawfare against Cheesebro, Kenneth Cheesebro, the Wisconsin architect of the fake elector scheme
and his co-conspirator in this, what I would allege, criminal action, Jim Troupas, former judge from the great state of Wisconsin. He was Trump's counsel for about the last 3 months, you know, the contentious last 3 months after Trump lost the election here in the state of Wisconsin, yet would not concede. And the January 6th, you know how it turned out, or at least most of it. But there's new reporting because court records from Trump's attorneys, Troupas and Cheesebro, revealed depth of the fake elector scheme. Now, they've been out doing sort of a, well, Troupas has been going on Vicky McKenna's show constantly, Righty Whitey Talk Radio. Can't represent today, apparently. He sent his lawyer, MAGA, making attorneys get attorneys. I love it. Two attorneys with deep ties to Wisconsin, I read Molly Beck's reporting here, worked together to carry out a scheme to keep Donald Trump in power after he lost re-election. New court records show former Trump attorneys, Jim Troupas. I heard a colleague in broadcast, now over on the TMJ, say once upon a time, who's Jim Troupas? I guess we'll never know. Former Trump attorneys Jim Troupas and Kenneth Cheesebro made public this week troves of previously hidden emails, text messages, and other documents as part of an agreement to settle a lawsuit filed against them over a plan to have 10 Wisconsin Republicans sign and submit paperwork claiming to be electors for Trump, according to the plaintiff's attorney. I would call it a criminal conspiracy. That's Crudy's representation, just my opinion. I read on. This a quote, Jeff Mandel from the Stafford Rosenbaum and the Law Forward. Troupas and Cheesebro orchestrated an egregious and unprecedented scheme to undermine the will of the voters in Wisconsin and beyond. The case has, again, Law Forward represented the plaintiffs in this matter, and this is their statement. This case was the first to seek accountability for those individuals who tried to overturn the will of Wisconsin voters. Through this litigation, we have been able to reveal the details of the scheme and those who were responsible to ensure this never happens again. We'll see. But Troupas and Cheesebro do not admit wrongdoing, of course not, as part of the agreement with plaintiffs to resolve the matter. Now, here is a statement from Troupas. The settlement was made to avoid endless litigation, and nothing in today's settlement constitutes an admission of fault, nor should it. Again, this is Troupas' statement. It is the duty of lawyers to vigorously represent their clients, regardless of the popularity of what, the Constitution? Within the bounds of the law. See, that's where you lose me, Troupas. Our representation was vigorous and ethically appropriate, so he claims. That's Troupas' take. That's his statement. Attorney Matthew Fernholz, who represented Troupas in the lawsuit, and his client said his client, and I suspect he's the guest over on Vicky's show today, did not deserve to be put through this politically driven civil lawsuit. Poor Jim Troupas? ? I am glad he can now put this matter behind him and resume his public life that has benefited so many. This Jim Troupas, just a little reminder, Jim Troupas was the guy that wanted to throw out the absentee ballots from Dayton and Milwaukee County to effectively overturn the outcome of the election in the state of Wisconsin. And he would do so at the disenfranchisement of his own vote and his wife's. And he was willing to martyr his own vote in such a fashion, his absentee vote, if that's what it took to install Trump. Now, he lost this. He lost the recount in Milwaukee County in no small part because our pal Maggie Dawn, who was then Milwaukee County Corporation Counsel, she was tasked with standing on that wall and fighting back the challenge of every freaking ballot by Troupas and the attorneys for the Trump team. And she created a process to expeditiously count all the ballots or put them in the sorted piles of different sort of challenges, let's just say. And it allowed the vote count to go forward and the recount to reestablish that Joe Biden had won overwhelmingly here in the state of Wisconsin. The litigation, I would remind those that might feel some, you know, sorrow for Troopas or Andrew Hitt as he goes on the self-aggrandizement tour, the save his own ass tour on the 60 Minutes, that this very lawsuit had been settled by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the conservative-backed Wisconsin Supreme Court. This is pre-Protasewicz's impanelment on the court. They had already stopped short of trying to throw out the Wisconsin absentee ballots. How do we know that lawsuit came down December 14th before the real electors here in the state of Wisconsin were cast for Joe Biden? And the false electors were clandestinely in the Wisconsin Capitol. And, oh, by the way, guess who was there with him? Cheesebro, the architect of this. He was in the room. And we hear Andrew Hitt. Oh, I didn't know who he was. Well, why'd you let him in? You had armed security. Didn't know the man? That doesn't seem plausible somehow. So this lawsuit has exposed more of the underlying communications between Troopas and Cheesebro. In the settlement agreements signed by Cheesebro and Troopas, the attorneys agreed to not help any future presidential campaign prepare slates of, let's call them, alternative electoral votes without stipulating the documents are not being cast by true electors. There was no such caveat, despite the fact Andrew Hitt, the former Republican Party chair, one of the fake electors here, the guy that went on the 60 Minutes and said, oh, they duped me, I'm so dumb? Question mark? There was no caveat saying, well, this is a just-in-case. Just-in-case there's some successful appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's not how it's worded. Now, if I were an attorney or just someone trying to cover my own ass and not commit a criminal act, let's say, I might have made sure that caveat was part of the documentation I signed off on. Now, Troopas also agreed to pay an undisclosed amount as part of the settlement. So Troopas wrote the check, right? And I grant you, civil judgments, civil agreements, settlements, they often come without any admission of guilt, right? That's part of the deal. That's why you settle. So you don't have to say, I was wrong. I was guilty. But who wrote the check? Who wrote the check? Jim Troopas wrote the check. Now, Fernholz said Troopas also agreed to cover plaintiff's attorney's fees accrued in the future lawsuits if he violated this agreement. As part of the resolution of lawsuit, Cheesebro and Troopas released hundreds of pages of emails, text messages, and other documents showing the pair designed the plan days after the November 3rd, 2020 election and shared the plan with Trump campaign officials at the national level. They were the architects. Troopas was in the room making the plans, not just for Wisconsin, but this was a coordinated conspiracy all across the nation. Couple of states, they had caveats, Pennsylvania being one of them. Here in the state of Wisconsin, no disclaimers. Nothing but a clear, fraudulent statement. And it helps to power the Wisconsin Power Hour. Also, by the way, our boy Cheesebro might have perjured himself. I got new coverage of that. Come back. Devil's Advocates, got Chuck Kuala in studio at 3:30. Dom joins at 4.
Ah, the power of cheese.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Do you have questions about whether legal cannabis is right for you? I'm Alan Robinson, co-founder of Herbal Aspect. Cannabis is my business, my vocation, and my passion. Schedule an in-person or virtual cannabis consultation with me, a $50 value at no cost, just for Devil Radio listeners. Receive personalized advice, benefit from my undivided attention, and I'll guide you through helping you make an informed choice among Herbal Aspect's extensive selection. And get 10% off your first purchase when you use the code DevilRadio at HerbalAspect.com.
The Devil's Advocates are hiring. We need a part-time executive producer to direct the greatest radio show ever. Tasks include editing sound for broadcasts, screening callers, especially CJ, booking guests, and contributing daily. Candidates must be available to work weekdays 2 to 6:15 at 202 State Street, Madison. Funny, fast-thinking, tech-comfortable applicants, inquire now via text 844-967-2789.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. So, new news out of the great state of Wisconsin. Cheesebro and Troopas, as part of their civil settlement with Law Forward and the real Biden electors that sued the fake Trump electors, they had to release some documents, lots of documents, lots of correspondence. The underlying, I would say, implicating documents. And guess who was given legal advice to the aforementioned Jim Troopas and the Cheesebro, Kenneth Cheesebro, the architect of this fake electors plot, and it started right here in our backyard, right here in Wisconsin. In part, the conspiracy was executed at the Wisconsin State Capitol, one block from where I'm broadcasting from right now. And legal counsel was offered by two-time loser Dan Kelly. I mean, if you're going to get legal counsel, get it from former Walker appointee to the Wisconsin Supreme Court who could not hold serve and then lost again, Dan Kelly. What a guy. The pair received legal advice from former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly about their efforts, during which he urged them not to file an appeal of the counting ballots collected by the election workers in Madison City Parks because of a lack of legal grounds to do so. Well, there's very little legal merit here to sink your teeth into, is there, Kelly? Kelly, who was working for the state GOP at the time as legal counsel, told attorneys if their goal is to get their arguments before the state Supreme Court, including problematic legal arguments, will likely result in a rejection. So you better have good arguments. I'm not clear that they ever did. And they were dismissed, as predicted, by the Wisconsin Supreme Court about an hour before the false electors cast their ballots here in the state of Wisconsin. And Cheesebro was in the room, literally taking videotape. Now, there is new reporting. I found it at the Raw Story. That's my favorite aggregator. If you want to know what I'm talking about today, you know I've at least touched the Raw Story at least once today. But anyways, new perjury problem for ex-Trump lawyer Ken Cheesebro, flagged by law professor Brad Reed, reports at the Raw Story. Former Trump lawyer Kenneth Cheesebro, this guy, he's all over the news, is already facing questions about whether he potentially perjured himself in testimony to Michigan prosecutors. And now New York University law professor Ryan Goodman has flagged testimony in another state that could prove problematic. Another one. Specifically, Goodman points to a statement Cheesebro made to a grand jury in Nevada about the alternative elector plan he devised, in which a group of Trump supporters falsely asserted themselves to be the legitimate Electoral College representatives in states that voted for President Joe Biden in 2020. As we pointed out, folks, it wasn't just Wisconsin. It was like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, lots of states saw a similar action with documents prepared, perhaps by some of the very same legal counsel, because this was like very boilerplate. And after Cheesebro was asked whether he saw pending litigation as critical to the planned success, he affirmed that he did. The whole point of the alternative elector plan that we arrived at in Wisconsin, now, this is the testimony Cheesebro is giving, started here in Wisconsin, is the idea is we make sure that we have the extra 3 weeks to try to win the lawsuit. If there isn't any lawsuit, then there's no need for this to be done because there's no lawsuit that we that would be won before the January 6th. So he's claiming that the Wisconsin plan is, you know, it's just in case. Got to have it there just in case. However, an email sent by Cheeseborough on December 8, 2020 shows the attorney did not believe that litigation was critical to the plan's success. I think having the elector send in alternative slates of votes on December 14th can pay huge dividends. Even if there's no litigation pending on January 6th, he argued. Well, that's a contradiction to what you told the Nevada investigators, Cheeseborough. Now, the email went on to say, there is no barrier to Congress there. We're taking this Senate, assuming it's still controlled by Republicans, deliberating on which electoral slate to count. Even if one electoral slate is endorsed by the governor, after all litigation is final. Indeed, even if the slate met December 8th safe harbor deadline. In other words, argues Cheeseborough, there didn't need to be any pending litigation to justify the alternative electors, as Republican senators could simply vote to count their votes instead of the ones who voted for Biden. Do you think Ron Johnson would go along with that? I think he might. This leads Goodman to conclude that Kenneth Cheeseborough has a new perjury problem. I suspect that he might. So, the power of cheese, the Monday edition. It's a big Monday. We've got a big guest coming up very, very soon. First time ever we've had Chuck Kwala on the show. Now, Chuck was an insider here in the state politics, and I've got to ask his opinion on so many of these recent headlines, but also want to do a little bit of inside baseball. We got new electoral maps, and I'm very, very curious how these maps reset the table for Democratic success. Where are the pickups? Where should we be looking to? Where could we support candidates? Where could the Devil's Advocates? Where could our audience? Where could we help people get across the finish line? Where could we find, let's just say, fairer representation, more Democratic representation in the state of Wisconsin with the new legislative maps? And we'll find out if Chuck thinks this is last word on these maps. I'm hoping so. It would seem as if Republicans are now starting to look at, you know, where they've been doubled up in different districts and starting to kind of make their calls. Dan Canodal, rather than holding serve, rather than running against Dewey Strobel for the Senate seat he now has through special election, well, Canodal has opted to say he's going to go run against Janelle Branchon. And Branchon, of course, is the alleged felon who helped the Adam Steen campaign allegedly funnel money illegally through out-party GOP campaigns. I mean, the corruption is rampant. And the schemes, well, there's new evidence on the table. And I would question, what's the Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin going to do about it? Weren't those crimes, don't they originate here? Wasn't this scheme all about the state of Wisconsin? Isn't that what we learn over and over again from the Cheeseborough? It started in Wisconsin, but really, they took it national. Kind of like the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going worldwide soon. 844-967-2789. You can always be a part. But Chuck Kwala joining me in the WMDX 92.7 FM studios next. Going to get his take. Dom's going to join at 4 o'clock. You can always join. It's toll-free around here. Doesn't cost you nothing. 844-96-PARTY.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Alba. On Super Tuesday, noon to 2, we'll preview the primaries and also take on alternate side parking right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Well, we've got the six finalists that want to become Wisconsin's next agriculture ambassador. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. They were introduced to the general public on Friday in Door County. The six finalists include Sierra Essek from Fox Lake, Haley Heinzel from Oconomowoc, Katrina Hosley from Denmark, Michaela King from Big Bend, Kylie Pagel from Kewaunee, and Lauren Seemers from Keele. Ashley Hagenow is our current Alice in Dairyland. She was in Door County for the announcement and admits it's a little bittersweet.
It is bittersweet. It's wild to me to think that just about a year ago, I was in the shoes of our top candidates here today, going through the experience as a top candidate for the 76th Alice in Dairyland. And there's so many emotions. You're nervous. You're excited. You can't wait for what's to come. But it is bittersweet now this year because I know that my experience as Alice in Dairyland this year is almost coming to a close. But there's a lot of excitement on my end, too, for these amazing group of young women to undergo this experience towards learning more about Wisconsin agriculture and becoming Alice in Dairyland.
Ashley Hagenow, she's our current Alice in Dairyland. If you'd like to see a snippet of a biography on all of the six candidates, you can pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. Also, AliceInDairyland.com. Don't forget, the finals are going to be held May 2nd through the 4th in Door County.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And remember, tomorrow is the beginning of the World Champion Cheese event happening at the Monona Terrace Convention Center in Madison. It'll run through Thursday. About 2 p.m. on Thursday is when they'll announce the world champion. The volunteers connected to the event spent most of their weekend transporting more than 3,300 dairy entries from around the world, from their logistics staging area in Little Chute down to the Monona Terrace Convention Center. Follow along at worldchampioncheese.org. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into this evening. I don't expect severe weather, but we could get up to a half inch or more of rain in spots. Our high today near 60, tonight thunderstorms 37, tomorrow sunshine returns with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere. She moves.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, and a fine edition. He joins right now in the WMDX 92.7 FM studios, Chuck Kwala. He's a Democrat. I'm going to call you one of the ultimate insiders, Chuck. I think it's the first time we ever met in person, so very nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming down, and we're going to hold you until Dom joins the party at 4 o'clock. But, Chuck, before we get into the inside of the baseball, I'm looking forward to talk about the new legislative maps. I'm very curious because I haven't really done the homework, so I hope you have. But I got to ask you about some of the headlines of the day. Now, Chuck, we all know your history, but the accusations being leveled by the Wisconsin Ethics Committee against Janelle Branchen, a sitting state lawmaker, and the campaign of Adam Steen, and really the Trump campaign illegally funneling money to benefit Adam Steen against Speaker Robin Foss, who is the Republican leader in the state and nearly lost his primary against Adam Steen after Trump came to town. Dom and I were at that rally. But Chuck, what's your impression against the felonious allegations against the sitting state lawmaker?
Well, it is good to live in interesting times. And I'll tell you, it is remarkable. The Branchen, Robin Voss, Steen, I mean, the dynamics here are pretty remarkable. And what you're seeing is the meltdown of a party and the transformation of that party into basically an authoritarian support network. And it is hard to believe that as far to the right as Robin Voss is, he is in this scenario and in this story, the moderate. You know, Trump wants to take him out and they go through any avenue available. And Branchen gets in and says, I'll do whatever. And really, it looks like overstepped the bounds. My understanding is that she's going to get a primary from the Republicans, and that's probably going to take care of that issue. I don't think it has much to say about the future of our state or even of who controls the legislature, which is really important, or more importantly, whether Donald Trump is elected. But I think it says a lot about the meltdown of the Republican Party. And you know, the reality is here that Robin Voss has steered the Republican Party. He has ruled with an iron fist, and he has delivered really everything they want. I mean, so much so that something that is adopted in 41 out of the 50 states, Medicaid, the federal health care mm-hmm. money, is not taken in Wisconsin. How can this guy, who is so extreme, you know, what is it, 48 or 50 states adopt some kind of marijuana approval? Robin Voss has held that up. How do you get somebody who's that far to the right and yet Donald Trump wants to take him out? And I'll tell you what it is. It is that this is not a Democratic movement with Donald Trump. This is an authoritarian movement in the country. And the question is whether we can stop it. And you can see they will stop at nothing. And to me, the Branchen operation here is just, it shows there are no bounds on what they will do in order to achieve their objective.
You know, it's interesting to me that Robin Voss went down to Alabama, I believe, on a private plane with Trump and, you know, kissed the ring. And then he brought the Gableman investigation at the taxpayers' great expense, Chuck Kwala, and was embarrassed ultimately. Of course, it was always an embarrassment to put a corrupted former Supreme Court justice who had already declared his politics, had already declared his conclusions before he started his investigations. So, I mean, we all knew that this was a joke, those of us that care. But Robin Voss has been trying to walk this untenable line, and he's trying to please the MAGA base and yet somehow still be the powerful, you know, caucus driver. Chuck, is the game over for Robin Voss? I mean, at some point, we got new maps coming. Is Robin Voss going to be undermined by the loss of the caucus, or is Robin Voss just going to get fed up and say, I'm done with this. I'm moving on to sell popcorn full time.
I think you hit the nail on the head with what you've said. I think that at the most, Robin Voss will run for election here, try to operate the assembly because he believes, and I think there's a reason to believe this, that they will be able to maintain the majority at least for another term because you have incumbency and you have other advantages having been in control. So that being able to work the lobby corps, et cetera, that he will be able to maintain that. But what he's going to find very quickly is with the reduced margins, his margin could be as little as one vote or a couple of votes. What he'll find is that it'll be much harder to manage that caucus. And because there is a MAGA base, not just Branchon, but a whole bunch of other people, he's going to be undermined. If Donald Trump were to win, for example, he wants Robin Voss out. I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, somebody would take him on even for a leadership election. What is really what you're finding is that it's no longer conservative versus liberal. Again, it's an authoritarian operation that is going to take out even a Robin Voss, who is doing all the policy things that they want and then some. And I think that you're seeing probably this will be the last 2 years for Robin Voss. But even if he's around, I'm not sure if he'll be able to be. He certainly won't be as effective as he has been. He may not even be able to run the show because the margins will be that close and Trump will undermine him if he's in. And if he isn't, then it'll be an open question as to what happens.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest in studio in the WMDX 92.7 FM studios. He's Chuck Kwala, former majority leader, assembly, right?
Senate.
Oh, my bad, Chuck. I'm sorry, Senator. Let me ask you about the Trump. This state was a never Trump state. Obviously, it was the birthplace of Scott Walker, or at least he moved here and ran for president while he was the governor here. And, you know, as Walker faded rapidly, didn't even make it to Iowa, others took his place, be it Marco Rubio and eventually Ted Cruz, became the chosen one of the never Trump movement here in the state of Wisconsin. But these Republicans seemingly didn't have a lot of affinity for Trump in 16 until he became the nominee. And they all rolled over. Right-wing talk radio, Chuck, they rolled over. Everybody rolled over and bowed down and kissed the ring. And they wanted the Supreme Court seat. And, you know, they wanted Trump ultimately. And then we've seen them sort of fade away. We saw Paul Ryan, you know, first they merged their agendas and then he, you know, cashed out and left. And we now see, who is it? Mike Gallagher from Green Bay, otherwise a up and comer in the Republicans. You know, one might say he's the old school sort of Jack Kemp kind of Republican that we would admire, but, you know, doesn't have an appetite for the game anymore. Not when Trump is the top of the ticket. Chuck, how does the Wisconsin Republican Party, and if I understand the reporting, Brian Schimming, this old radio dog now heading the party, was complicit in some way, shape, or form in the J6. But let's assume he's not charged and he goes forward. You know, they're bringing their party to Wisconsin for the RNC this summer. They need this state desperately. They need Wisconsin, Michigan, and a couple of others for Trump to become the president. But this party seems in disarray, Chuck.
They're in deep disarray. And Trump is taking every dollar that they have and either spending it on his campaign or on his legal fees. The move by Trump to put his daughter-in-law in as a co-chair of the Republican Party nationally. You heard about the dysfunction in Michigan where they actually had two competing chairs of the Republican Party.
Yeah, we had
Party.
Fun with that topic. We were in Michigan recently.
So there you go. So the problem is, as you can see, that and if you were able to have Brian Schimmig actually have to give him a truth serum and have him speak, he would tell you that they're in disarray. Who is going to give money to that party? Now, why will they be able to be competitive? For one, Trump has his own appeal. That there's just no denying that. But the second thing is there are all sorts of multi-billionaire groups, the Koch brothers, you know, Club for Growth. You know, there's just a number
the
of
the U Lions, the Widow Hendricks, they'll all fund these campaigns.
Exactly. But, you know, here's the problem. And this is why I'm, you know, I know a lot of people are pessimistic with the polls and with everything out there. I'm optimistic for this reason. And you just stated it. When you lose Mike Gallagher, when you lose Paul Ryan, you just lost the suburbs. And guess what? It's not as big a topic now, but wait until September and October. We're going to have another conversation with women about Donald Trump, who appointed three justices, who had one of their justices, not his appointee, but another Republican appointee, Clarence Thomas, saying, you know, we ought to go after birth control, too. How do you think women are going to feel about that? Women in the suburbs. The people on the Republican side, women in the Republican suburbs of Milwaukee, Charlie Sykes abandoned them. He's a never-Trumper. The women in those suburbs, they are not walking. They are running to the Democratic side of the aisle. When you have this whole thing where Robin Voss is not far enough to the right or he's not loyal enough to Donald Trump, people don't want to see that. They want to make their own decisions, and they expect that everybody else should too. I think that we are going to be in good shape because those people are no longer there. You had to see Mike Gallagher as a rising star, and now he's gone.
Chuck Wall, me and Dom and Sage Wild, the managing partner over at Civic Media, got a little national press from David Sider at the Politico. And I told David that night as we went out for a few cocktails and a steak on his publisher that I didn't see a Republican winning another statewide election in Wisconsin as long as abortion was still a driving issue, as long as abortion was effectively illegal in the state. Chuck, I've never seen an issue like this that galvanized the electorate in the same way as it did in the Proto Sabowitz race. And I think she was a fine candidate, but it wasn't that she was all over the media. They had plenty of ads for her, but this race was really driven by the grassroots, by women, and the electoral victory margin, surprising. And I pay close attention, but 11 seems like a lot to me.
It is a lot. And I'll tell you, I think Proto Sabowitz ran a great race, but you're absolutely right. Abortion drove the race. And you're right. Whether it's at a state Supreme Court level, any other statewide race, there will not be a Republican who can win the state of Wisconsin going forward. And now the question is, can Trump overcome that in this year with all of the different troubles that Biden has? Again, I'm an optimist. I don't think that Trump will overcome
And he's out on the campaign stump. Trump is taking credit for the three justices that overturned Roe v. Wade. He wants credit for that, Chuck.
Oh, and you know what? He doesn't see it. You know, he does. Wait until he sees the 30-second ads that are going to be produced against him on abortion. His own words, bragging about appointing these three guys. And then there's going to be the stories. You know, even I feel like it almost brings you to tears to hear about the story of the 9-year-old who had to go across state lines, the parents, in order to get an abortion. The woman in Texas who was married, had a couple of kids. Something came up late in the pregnancy. The child is not going to live, you know, other than maybe a month or something like that. And if she doesn't have an abortion, she will not be able to have more children. And she wants to have more children. As men hear more about this, women already are outraged, and rightfully so. And my line that I say for this campaign, and I think it will be the driving line, is stand up for women. Women themselves and men are going to stand up for women because this is outrageous. Why is government getting involved? And by the way, even my colleague on the Insiders program, Scott Jensen, recognized the Republicans have a deep, deep problem with abortion, and that is they like to claim they're the party of freedom. How do you do that when you take these restrictions on abortion, taking the decision away from women, and then you've even got a justice on the Supreme Court saying, oh, let's take away contraception as well. How about that for another one? How about IVF? I mean, it's just outrageous, and I think that is going to drive the election, and we're not there yet, but watch for it in September and October.
Chuck, Ron Johnson won re-election in that very same political environment, and he was filthy on right-wing talk radio. 325 hours, I believe the New York Times reported. Free radio, 325 hours. That's like 8 working weeks where the guy's on radio just giving interviews instead of legislating. Not that we want Ron legislating too much. But between that and the really racially toned ads targeting Mandela Barnes, they were effective in that he won. Seemingly, there were votes suppressed in Milwaukee, as Bob Spindell bragged. But, you know, they used to keep that part quiet, didn't they, Chuck?
Yeah. And now they've said it out loud. And I think that the racism of, I mean, anybody who looks at Trump and wonders why any of this phenomenon is there, remember, 80% of it is the race thing. But on top of that, I do think Ron Johnson went the extra mile. But it's a sad thing that we still have Ron Johnson in there, but I think this is his last term. In fact, I would bet $1,000 to somebody else's $100.
I'd be curious what you think of this Laguna Beach guy, Eric Hoadvey, with the porn stash.
You know, I think the only race that Tammy Baldwin has is, can she beat the margin that she won with last time? And that's a high bar. That's 11%. But I think with Eric Hoadvey, she has a chance to exceed that. And that's hard to do.
Well, he's got to be more likable than Nurse Ratched was. Come back. He is Chuck Kuala. First time I've ever had him in studio. Looking forward to keeping him around. We're going to talk some inside baseball on the maps. And wait till Dom joins at 4. We'll go statewide. We'll pick the races that you can help us overcome. More Devil's Advocates, more Chuck Walla.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show. Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it, nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
Hi, I'm Mike Crute, and I've signed my share of commercial real estate leases. In Madison, I highly recommend Jeff Jansen from Altus Commercial Real Estate. Jeff guided me to my first radio station location on the west side. He helped us move to University Ave, and eventually Jeff set up the lease at the Civic Media World headquarters. No one works harder to provide options in commercial leasing. Call Jeff Jansen and his team at Altus Commercial Real Estate at 608-338-1101.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Power of Cheese Monday edition. That's a different story. It's got nothing to do with this fine guest I've got here in the WMDX 92.7 FM studios. He is Chuck Kwala. Chuck, I wanted to talk some inside baseball. I want to talk about these legislative maps. And I have to ask you, I was advocating on the air that Tony vetoed these maps. And I had gotten a little bit of insight that, you know, maybe it was a bad idea. And maybe the Republicans would go running off to the Seventh Circuit Court. That has not happened. And most of the reporting I've seen is actually saying Republicans are starting to pick districts and, you know, starting to triangulate and strategize, if you will, sir. So let's assume these are the maps, Chuck. Do we feel comfortable? Do you think these are the maps? Are we using these maps?
I think the best signal, and you know, if you're an insider, you're watching all these things. The big signal that these are the maps was when the Will organization stated publicly that they weren't going to appeal and that they felt these were the maps. So you think there's probably not something else. Could there be a last-minute move there? There could be. It's possible. But it looks like they've decided to try and live with it. I think the reason for that is that you were right about the maps. These are not the maps that would do the best job of having the fairest maps and the best opportunity for Democrats and Republicans to have an equal shot at getting a majority in the legislature. In fact, as Robin Voss himself said, these are the best maps available on the Democratic side. Now, in spite of
I just didn't believe him, Chuck. I just didn't believe that he would ever just concede this and legislatively bring a solution to the table. Like, and the Van Wongard was protesting way too much. Oh, you know, they could curb stomp us or stab us, and we took the stabbing. Come on, Van. I don't believe them, Chuck.
No, and I think that the only thing that I think the court was probably ready to go ahead and choose probably the right map, spelled W-R-I-G-H-T, that was proposed
by
one of the plaintiff's maps. And those maps would have given Democrats an opportunity to win the state Senate this time. So let's be clear about
despite this. The fact only half the Senate seats are in contention this fall.
Correct.
But per the prior ruling of the Supreme Court.
But what they were doing was renumbering some of the districts. And, you know, renumbering is kind of a vague term because whenever you do redistricting, by definition, some people are going to be in a renumbered area. But those maps and probably the Law Forward maps gave a better opportunity for Democrats. And the other thing on the right maps, and this is on the maps that the governor adopted, Robin Voss feels that he has an opportunity there to keep a majority for two more years at least, and maybe longer than that. But I think the 2 years will be the end of it. I think that you were right about the maps, that these are not the best maps for Democrats to get into the majority now. But they are maps that are much better. And I think Robin Voss was told by his attorneys. One thing that the attorneys who came in as plaintiffs did a really good job of, Law Forward, Boardman, and the others who were there, they chose a way of approaching this that was very hard. And this is where being an attorney helps a little bit in addition to the political side. And I know it's kind of inside baseball. But they chose a way of getting into this with the non-contiguity of districts that really gave them a legal basis that the U.S. Supreme Court couldn't overturn. So I think the only reason Robin Voss did this is he knows he's outside of his world. He's in the legal world. And his attorneys told him, hey, you're not going to succeed on this. Your best deal is to cut a deal. Can you get the best? What's the best map available? And that's what he did. And
by the way, Evers map.
Yeah, anything that Robin Voss wants, you know, is not great for Democrats. But given how gerrymandered everything was, these are good maps that Democrats can build on.
Excellent. Our fine guest, Chuck Kuala. Chuck, let's talk about my backyard, Dane County. We're going to see some pitting. We've got some very newly elected but very powerful women in my backyard. We've got one who, Melissa Agard, is now declared that she's going to go run for Dane County Executive, try to follow Joe Parisi into that seat. We got Kelda Royce. We've got, I'm going to miss some.
Diane Hesselbein.
Yes, Diane, who is my senator. Don't want to miss her.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen with this Senate here in my backyard, Dane County? We're not going to need this many Democratic senators, are we, sir?
Oh, yeah. And more. Because one of the things that you didn't mention, but this is the insider stuff you brought me on for, the one to watch this year is the 14th Senate District. People say, what, the 14th? Where is that? That's not around here. It is right on the edge of Dane County. And Joan Baldwig is going to move into this district and run. That's the word. By the way, I think that Howard Markline might even be in that district, but I think he's going to represent the 17th, which is south of that. By the way, that's a Democratic seat that we will pick up in 2 years, whether Howard Markline runs or not. But the 14th Senate District has a lot, has almost all, maybe all of Richland County, Sauk County, Columbia County, a little bit north of Sauk County, and then it dips down into Dane County and even picks up a little bit of the north side of Madison. The bottom line is that that's a district that I expect Democrats will win. And the other one, the one that's probably more not, people are more aware of, that's the Melissa Agard Senate seat. And here's the deal with Melissa Agard. She's leaving. She's like the slam dunk odds-on person to win Dane County Executive.
I think so as well.
Yeah, she's going to be the Dane County Exec. What's happening underneath? Well, all three of her state representatives, Samba Balda, Melissa Radcliffe, and Jimmy Anderson, are all running for her state Senate seat. And by the way, each one of those people has a very good claim on the district and why they might be able to win that seat. Well, that means that there are three open assembly districts. And right now, you know, we don't know, except I do know that there's very likely one of the seats, the 48th, which includes really about two-thirds of it is Sun Prairie. A guy who lives in Sun Prairie and ran 2 years ago, Andrew Heisel, is running for that seat. He's already been endorsed by Melissa Agard, and I think game over on that one. But there are two open seats, so you're going to see some new people in those two other seats. But you're also going to see new people up in this new 14th Senate district. And that 14th Senate district, actually, you know, if you look at that, there are going to be some new people that are going to come in. For example, Dave Considine is out, so that seat will be open.
Dave was the assemblyman from Baraboo.
Very good, exactly, in Sauk County, so you're going to see some new people up there. So you're going to see some very new names. But I think there are people like Andrew who are going to almost immediately make a difference out there. Why did Melissa Agard support this guy? He was active even on redistricting issues. He was very active with her on legalization of marijuana, and he went around statewide and helped raise money for people out there. And people on the inside appreciate people who are doing the things that help you get a majority. So you're going to have some really interesting stuff around Dane County, including one new Senate district this year for Democrats, and 2 years from now, the 17th district held by Howard Markline.
That makes me very excited. He is co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee currently. Chuck Kuala, former Senate Majority Leader. Sorry about that before. Come back with us. Dom joins now. You can join as well. 844-967-2789. Going to take a look around the state and see what other districts could be pickups.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Supreme Court today ruled that Donald Trump can stay on Colorado's presidential ballot over